Very good.
Almost good.
Okay.
Okay.
So I am interviewing today. I'm Phoebe Trotman, and you are a successful entrepreneur, and I want to talk about your book. Can we talk about that? Like how you got started writing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you.
So, yeah, how I got started writing is, do you have a specific question or you just want me to kind of share?
So how, what was like your, was there like a pivotal moment where you were like, I want to write a book? Like,
Yeah, you know what? Funny enough, not really. Like it wasn't. I have a long list of like goals and dreams and things I want to accomplish in my life, and it's funny because writing a book wasn't one of those goals or dreams. That being said, I've always been very open and realizing that life can have a lot of twists and turns, and I actually had always I wanted to create something. I wanted to create something that could help people, inspire people, encourage people, teach people like some of the life lessons that I've learned over my career as an athlete as well as an entrepreneur. And I was with some friends, and then we were talking about that, kind of they're entrepreneurs as well, and we're having this conversation about what's next. And I shared that, you know, it's always been on my heart to create something, and I wasn't sure what that was going to look like. And they're the ones who actually suggested to write a book. And at first, I kind of hesitated because, again, it wasn't, I'm not, I used to be a big journaler, but I haven't been a journaler for a little while. So writing wasn't something that I did on a regular basis. That being said, as I said, I'm very open. And so I kind of had to, you know, I was kind of simmering on the idea and we were fleshing it out a little bit. And I said, well, if I'm going to write a book, it has to do two things. Number one, I have to feel passionate about whatever I'm writing about. And number two, it has to be something that I can help and encourage and inspire people. And so then that night, I was kind of simmering on it a little bit more. And the month before, I had an incredible honor. I was inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame, and they had kind of an interview process. And the interviewer asked me, like, what has sport given me? And I shared so many of the life lessons that I've learned have come in the tough stuff of sport. I've had incredible highs, but I've also had the tough things. And when I was simmering on the idea for the book, that's when it hit me. It was like, that's what I want to write a story about, kind of the story behind the story, the challenges that we all go through in life and how people work through them to get to the other side.
Oh, that's awesome. Did it impact you having a group of friends that were entrepreneurs to become one? I know you said it kind of, but how was that helpful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my parents were on, they had full-time careers as well, both in social work, but they also were very entrepreneurial and had a lot of, you know, my mom had a home-based business when we were really young and then went into social work. And then my dad was a Dale Carnegie instructor. So they always had a level of entrepreneurial spirit. And that was something they always encouraged my brother and I as a young age. And so, although I kind of went more the traditional route, was graduated from university, was working a job. At one point, I always knew I would do something. I wasn't sure what that was going to look like. And then the way, again, being open, I found something that I loved and switched gears and as an entrepreneur. And then naturally being an entrepreneur myself, it was wise and it happened where I surrounded myself with other entrepreneurial people. And I think it's just really important to surround yourself with great people, regardless of whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're working a career, whether you are, whatever you're doing, just make sure I always encourage people to surround yourself with great people who are like-minded, who believe in your dreams and encourage you, and you do the same for them. And it's incredible what can happen when you surround yourself with great people.
Do you have any advice you'd give to somebody like with the idea of this podcast? I want to give people like hope. Like if their environment doesn't look like what they think their dream's going to look like, do you have any advice for even like a younger person that wants to get into entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. So, a couple of things. I mean, number one, I would say, really, what do you want your life to look like? Like, be super intentional, because if we're not intentional with what we want to create for our life, it happens by default. And sometimes you'll wake up and be like, oh, I didn't really want to be here, right? So be intentional. So one of the things I teach people is in its activity called Creating Your Dream Day. And I actually have a workbook that's in more detail, but I'll give everyone kind of the gist of it. And it's basically to get a journal. You know, you can get the journal that I created, or you can just get a pad and paper and a notepad and just sit with, like, what does a dream day look like for you? For example, Haley. So, like, what does it look like from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you go to bed and close your eyes. Like, what does a dream day look like? Who are you with? Where do you wake up? Like, when you open your eyes, what are your surroundings? What do they look like? What do you do for work or business? What does your financial health look like? Your physical health? How do you feel emotionally? And just write it all down in the present tense. So it's so important to write it in the present tense and really get into the feeling of what does it feel like experiencing your dream day. So it's an activity that you want to take some time with. You kind of want to get in a quiet space or play a little bit soft music and just really sit with it for a moment before you start writing. And then just start writing all in present tense as if you're living that dream day. And the reason I encourage people to do that is because it gives you something to focus on. Are you going to have your perfect day the moment you write it down? No, that's not the way life works. That being said, it gives you something to be intentional to work towards. And so now you can start making certain decisions and choices based on taking yourself closer to your perfect day. And I've been doing this exercise now for years, and it's been, when I first did it, I was so far away from living my perfect day. It was like, you know, but I've used it. And over the years, I've had moments of my perfect day that I've actually experienced because I was intentional with it in the beginning. And then I rewrite my perfect day as I move forward in life and I start accomplishing things, then I stretch myself and I do it again. And so I would really encourage people, and this goes for anyone, whether you feel like you're going to be an entrepreneur or you are going to take a career path with more traditional, like 9-to-5 career or whatever that may be, I encourage people to do it because it's so easy to live life on default. It takes a lot to live it intentionally, but when you do, then you'll create a life that you absolutely love, that you were intentional about designing.
Can you tell us what your dream day life looks like?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can give you snippets of it. I mean, part of one of the things that was really creating an income that comes in, whether I go to work or not, if you will, go to work, meaning that I have a financial, my financial income that comes in passively covers my lifestyle, my bills. And so that was something that I was very intentional about, making sure anything that I align myself with has a sense source of kind of passive income, if you will. So that was a big piece, being able to kind of wake up when I want. I do wake up naturally quite early because I have kind of a morning routine that involves going to work out. And so that was all part of it. My physical health, feeling great, feeling strong. That was an important part of my dream day, if you will. And then also from a spiritual health piece is like really feeling connected in terms of my prayer life, in terms of like my faith journey and growing into that. So there's certain elements of it that I've already experienced and that I'm living right now. And then there's certain elements that I'm looking forward to as well, where I wake up and I have the ocean view. And I just, that right now, the view is not an ocean out there. However, it's like created the home environment that I love. And I'm looking forward to adding in where there'll be an element where I can just pick up and go and enjoy the ocean because I love to be close to the water. And so that's something that I'm excited to have as part of the dream day as well, too.
That is awesome. That's beautiful, too. I love the beach. I love the water. It's so relaxing. The waves. When I'm like, if I have anxiety, I listen to the waves, like the sound waves. I'm nowhere near the water.
It's incredible. Like I mean, I live in Vancouver, so I'm close enough to access the water when I want to. However, part of my dream day is literally just waking up. My family's originally from Barbados and being able to just wake up there and be like, yeah, I have a home here too. Right. And that's something that I'm definitely working towards. I go to Barbados often. However, it'll be nice once I'm living that part of that dream day where I have my own space that I wake up and I just see the water and listen to the wave. I'm with you. I love listening to the waves. That's just the ocean.
Just so peaceful. Can you tell us, as like an entrepreneur and a person in sports, how do you keep from burning out? Like, I know you said you have a morning routine. Is there something special, like even with your spiritual, that you keep yourself from burning out?
Yeah, I think it's as you learning to be in tune with yourself, if you will, and making sure you're doing things that fill your heart with joy. Like, it's easy to get as an entrepreneur to just go, 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 go. And naturally, I'm that type of person as well, being an athlete, that you're always like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? But also carving out time. Again, this is where it comes down to really being intentional, carving out time where you can just unplug, you can recharge. I mentioned I like to go to Barbados. That's a place where I go. And sometimes, depending on the length of time I go, you know, there might be some work involved there. However, a lot of times it's just going and recharging and just having time with family, making sure that you're intentional about having that time with your family, that time with your friends where the phone's away and you can just really be present. And so that's one thing that has helped me along the way, of prayer as well, like taking just time out to, you know, whether it's go for a walk, whether it's more intentional prayer and I'm like in the moment, but really just, again, making sure that you have that time. That's something that I've been very, because I have had those moments where I wasn't intentional with it and I just went, and then dealt with the consequences, if you will, of going and feeling burnt out and feeling uninspired. And so I realized that I putting in that time to kind of rest and recharge, whatever that looks like. And for everybody, I think, figure out what that looks like. For me, it's having that time with my friends and family, and then also working out. For me, I really do get recharged. I'm exhausted during it. However, I feel better after that I did it.
Yes, I get that. I just started weight training and oh my goodness, I leave and I'm like, oh, I'm sore everywhere. So, and I'm like, I have to make myself do it, but then I feel 1,000 times better after I'm done.
Absolutely.
Like, how much mentally, it's amazing.
Isn't it? And it's one of those things where I was talking to doing a training and I was saying, like, sometimes we have to do the things we don't want to do to get to our goal. And if you can focus on that end goal and what you're going to feel like once you've accomplished it, I find for me, that helps me drive me to keep going. Because yeah, there are going to be times where it's like, you wake up. I said this yesterday in the train, wake up, I'm sore, I'm tired. I'm like, oh, and then I focus on my goal and the commitment that I made and I go and I feel so much better afterwards.
I think it helps build momentum too. Like, you know, when you're working towards the goal, like if I know if I'm working out, like I try to work out 5 times a week now. It's getting there. But when I build it each day, I build more confidence with it. I've gotten better at it.
Like, absolutely. Absolutely. It's those little wins, right? Celebrating the little wins.
Yeah, I've learned if you don't celebrate the little wins, you will not feel like as big, like the big wins won't feel as great. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you also feel like discouraged on the way there.
100%. It's so important. And I find so many people don't celebrate those little wins. And when you do, you, again, as you said, it creates momentum as well, because you're celebrating, hey, you know what? I went to the gym today. Check, celebrate that, and just keep celebrating those wins throughout the day. And so many people, I feel like, discount the wins because it's just like, well, it's not the big goal. Well, guess what? To hit the big goal, you have to hit all the little goals on the way there. And that needs to be celebrated too.
Yes. How do you celebrate your little wins, like in your life? Do you, there are ways you can share with us?
Yeah. You know, it depends what it is. Like sometimes it might be where I actually attach a reward to an activity. When I was building my business actively, that was a huge thing for me. It's like, and because I didn't do it in the beginning stages, I was just like, again, go, 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 next goal, let's go. And so what I realized was it wasn't an enjoyable journey because I was so focused on that end result. I wasn't enjoying kind of the process to get there. And so then I became super intentional and I'd do a reward. So basically every month, what I would do is I'd set 3 big goals or relatively large goals. I think of my big goal for the year and then I'd break it down and I'd have 3 for the month that I'd be focused on. And then I'd have a reward and it could be anything. It might be, you know, dinner at a fancy restaurant out. Sometimes it was a spa. Sometimes I purchased something. Sometimes it was just as simple as where it was like going for an ice cream. And I say that in a way where it's not about the ice cream. Like, of course you can go buy ice cream at any time, but it was really about the fact that I was intentionally celebrating something. So I made that going for the ice cream more special because it was attached to a reward, right? Or sorry, it was attached to accomplishing those goals. And so now it really does vary. I just got an espresso machine because I really wanted, that was attached to a goal that I accomplished. So once I did that, I got this fancy espresso machine. And now every time I see it and I make coffee, I'm like, yes, that's because I hit that goal kind of thing. So I always encourage people, it can be whatever you want it to be. Sometimes make it a larger one, sometimes make it a smaller one. Because the other thing is too, depending on your resources, in the beginning, it wasn't, okay, I'm going to go buy an espresso machine. It was like, again, the ice cream, it was something smaller, or going for a walk with a friend and enjoying a fancy tea with it, or it was always something different. But again, it's not necessarily what the reward is. It's that process of being intentional, set a goal, set activities to support that goal. When you do that, celebrate it. And it could just be like this, pat on the back, you did it.
Yes, I love that. I love how there's a variant in the rewards like you can do. Because like you said, in the beginning, you might not be able to reward yourself as big as you will on the end of the journey. So I really like that you put that. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the name, it's actually a book series. So it's a planned book series. So there's two books right now in the book series. And the title of it is Never Quit on a Bad Day: Inspiring Stories of Resilience. And the books are really a collection of short stories. The first one features short stories from thriving entrepreneurs. The second one is accomplished athletes. That being said, both of books are really just designed for anyone who has goals in life, goals and dreams. They're working towards them. They may feel, you know, maybe you feel a little bit discouraged on your path, or maybe you're on top and you want to keep going. And so I'm just really, really proud of them because both the books have been well received. There's great stories in it, and they're designed too for the reader. So every chapter is its own story. And at the end of the chapters, there's a section called Reflections on Resilience. And that section is really for the reader to have a pen in hand. And it's sort of like a workbook where you can work through the lesson that I've pulled out of that story for the reader to take away, because I really do believe we're all more resilient than we even think a lot of times. And sometimes it's just a refresher to remind yourself how resilient you are. And I actually just reread both the books about a month ago. And it was interesting because the first book came out 2 years ago. The second book came out last year. And then once they're finished, you kind of like, okay, they're done. And yes, I've been doing podcasts and I've been doing trainings and the content's fresh in my mind, but actually how it's laid out to sit and read it was just so, it was rewarding. It reminded me of important lessons that I needed to refresher on as well too. And so they're really great books. So I'm proud of them.
How has becoming an author, has it impacted your life? Like writing the books, you said that they really touched you and motivated you. How have they impacted your life?
Yeah, it's interesting because we started off with you're asking, you know, was writing books something I was thought it really, again, wasn't. And so my life has taken kind of a different route. And that's being said, and this is why the Dream Day is so important, is because it all still leads to the same ultimate result. And having the books and reading them, you know, the lessons in them are so applicable to everyone and every season of life. And I recently, you know, am kind of going through a personal family challenge. And the last 2 years actually have been extremely challenging. And having the books, something to focus on that was extremely positive, the lessons about resilience, the lessons that I had to apply every single day in my personal life, going through everything that was happening here on a home front. And so it really helped me because it reminded me of the importance of just keep moving forward, whatever that looks like. And some days, you know, over the last 2 years, it might be one activity that I was able to get accomplished for the day just because of how things were happening. And that's a win, right? And celebrating that. We talk about that in the book, celebrating. And we just talked about accelerating those wins. And so the book really, and just the title, Never Quit on a Bad Day, because there were so many moments that I did, you know, where it was just like, oh, and then I'd hear, never quit on a bad day. Let's go, move forward one step. Even if it's just one thing, there was always at least something to be proud of every single day.
That's awesome. So we talked about advice you would give someone. What about if someone wants to write a book? What advice would you give them? Like the things that you've learned from writing a book.
Well, I feel like with anything if you're going to write a book, make sure you're passionate about what you're writing about. That I think is so important. And I believe it's important in whatever you're planning on doing in life, find something that you're passionate about. And the reason I say that is because there are going to be days where, again, you might not feel like you want to do what you're doing, right? That's part of, you know, sometimes the emotions. And if you're passionate about it and you have a strong why you want to do it, it'll push you through. And so for me, I just kept focusing on, you know, Phoebe 10 years ago, who has, I mean, you can see one bookshelf here. I have another one over here. I have books everywhere. I love to read, especially like personal development, leadership books, entrepreneur books. And so I was picturing me 10 years before, 15 years before, feeling discouraged, pulling a book out, reading it, and being like, I can do this. I can do this. And so that was really what inspired me. And so I encourage people to think about why you're writing this book. Who is this book for? because that'll help you on those days where you might be a little bit frustrated or things aren't moving the way you may want them to. Also, I would say find someone who's done it before and ask them their feedback, right? I didn't do this book on my own. I had a team of people who I could lean on to be like, well, what about this? You know, do your own research too. I listened to a ton of podcasts with people who've written books and researched it just to understand the general process. But also I had a team of people who I interviewed. So you might want to, I would say if you're going to write a book, you want to interview, whether it's your book designer, your editor, your proofreader, right? Like, and really do it to the best of your abilities and really put your all into it, because it is something you can be proud of as well. And just even, you know, kudos to those people who are listening and want to write a book, because it can be, you know, it's a big process, but it's an incredible one. And it's so rewarding. The other thing, I would say set a target for when you want your book to come out. There's going to be, you know, pivots. It may not line up exactly the way you want it to. That being said, the reason I say set a target is because so many times I hear from people, oh, I've been working on a book for 5 years. Okay, that's great. Do you have an idea of when you want to get it out? Because it might be you're saying now you want to write a book, and it might be 5 years from now. And that's totally okay as well. Just make sure it's not a process of just continuing to edit, because trust me, you can continue to edit over and over and over. Oh, I should add this. I should tweak this. I should tweak this. And sometimes you just got to, you know, get to that end point and put it out there. So create a team. Have a strong why you're doing it. Think about who you're doing this for. What's your why? Because that'll drive you forward. And then get a good team around you for working on it.
I think you touched on an important point about, like, when I have a goal, I've learned this after taking many books and many podcast interviews, because this has been my dream for a while. So I took 2 years though to start. Yeah, thank you.
Good job.
So having an end date is really helpful. Like, I told myself this time, I was like, hey, I'm gonna do this. I've given myself a month. I have this date. I'm gonna work towards this. And I just started putting myself out there, started researching. And that's how the podcast came about too, like researching people doing things. Like, I grew up in an impoverished area that was like very rural, and nobody's ever done like what I'm doing right now. Like, I never saw people, a lot of crime and stuff. So like reading books and self-help books have helped me. So I really relate when you said that. Like, that's how, like, when I envision my life now, I envision it from the books. Like, I've just now started getting a group of people that are amazing, and that are, some of them are becoming therapists, some of them are in college for other things. And that's so inspirational to me. It's refreshing to talk to people like this too, and like you, because you guys inspire me to keep going. And I just want to thank you for like letting me interview you today and having you on my show.
My pleasure, and congratulations to you. Like, it takes a lot, right? And I think what you're doing is so inspirational, to have a vision, to find the resources. And that's the other thing I want to encourage people listening in. There's so many resources available to us, whether it is YouTube, like put in personal development, put in leadership, put in whatever it is, find that, consume that, read those books. And as what I'm so proud of you, Haley, for that you shared though, is you took action. Because so many times we can sit there and just read and read and read and watch and watch and listen and listen and listen. At the end of the day, it comes down to taking action. And sometimes you're going to take action and then you might have to course correct. That's okay. Or sometimes you take action and you learn something. Oh, I didn't realize I needed to do X and X and X. But that's how we get better. That's how we get better. That's how we get better. And so good job for you to take action and to create this and create a team of people around that you can plug into and have those resources to inspire each other.
Thank you. I want to end the last question I want to ask you is, so you started, you have two book series. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite book that you've written, like the fit in the series?
So, yeah. So, I mean, I have two books right now out in the Never Quit on a Bad Day book series. Both of them are so, I'm just proud of both of them. And the incredible contributors who shared in both the books are incredible people. And I'm just, they are mentors to me. They're friends to me. They are people that I just look up to, I've learned from. And so both books, just it's how they came together has so much meaning as well for me too. And so they're both really powerful books. I encourage people, I mean, depending on where you're at in life, you may want to lean towards the Thriving Entrepreneurs one first or the Athlete, Accomplished Athlete first. That being said, I want to reiterate, both books are designed, whether you're an athlete or an entrepreneur, you're going to find value in them. I have friends who, you know, one's in social work. She read the first book and she said she felt so inspired. She started to dream again, which just like warmed my heart. So there's people from, you know, I have someone who's in education, read both books, again, found value in them. So it's really just about when you read the stories, even if you're not in the same career path as the person, put yourself in that story. And that's why the Reflections on Resilience is so powerful, because it does force you to look at your own life so that you can apply the general lesson to your own life. And for going forward, now you have tools in your toolbox that when you do hit one of those challenges that we're all going to go through in life, now you have some resources and ways to kind of navigate through it.
And where can we find your book? I know I said the last question, but where I want my audience to be able to read your book, because it's so inspiring. I can't wait to read it myself.
Awesome. Thank you. So the books are available on Amazon as well as most online retailers as well. So you can just Google it and you'll find a link that'll pop up, and it's Never Quit on a Bad Day.
Whenever the episode goes up, I'll definitely put your links down to your books down below.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a great day, and I want to thank you again for coming on the show. And this was one of my favorite interviews that I've done so far. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations, Haley. Keep moving forward.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.